Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. It's become an all-too-familiar Monday morning lament. The Packers should have had it. Even heading up against the Bears without Parsons. Even after losing Jordan Love in the second quarter, the Pack rallied with a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter, only to watch it slip away in the final 2 minutes. The Packers fell to the Bears 22-16 in overtime, which set up an odd Sunday scenario of Packer fans rooting for their former QB Aaron Rodgers with the Pittsburgh Steelers. After the Packers lost to the Bears, Green Bay needed the Steelers' win over the Lions to help cinch their spot in the playoffs. The Steelers did come out on top in a way that was about as shocking as the Packers lost to the Bears. So despite facing increasing adversity, the Packers continue their forward march toward the playoffs. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens this Saturday night at Lambeau. Kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Two kids in Wisconsin have now died of preventable illnesses this season. The State Department of Health Services says over the last few weeks, one child died of COVID-19 in the western part of our state. Another child, right here in northeast Wisconsin, died from the flu. Thomas Hupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist from the State Health Department.
Nobody wants to lose a child, let alone have a child die during the holiday season. We got to feel so sorry for the families. You know, we certainly offer our sympathy to all the families and friends of these two children that died. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The best way to prevent it is to get the vaccination.
Hupp says although the children did have underlying conditions that increase their risk, it's important to remember these illnesses can be fatal to anyone. Right now across Wisconsin, only 28% of eligible people have gotten the flu shot, and only 10.6% have gotten an updated COVID-19 vaccine. With so many people traveling and gathering for the holidays, it's the perfect opportunity for the bugs to spread, and it's not too late to protect yourself by getting vaccinated. One person was badly hurt when a homemade bomb went off on the Menominee Reservation last week. Tribal police say they responded to a report of loud explosions Thursday night. They say a homemade explosive detonated, seriously injuring a man. Police want to remind people that manufacturing explosives is not only a crime, but it's life-threatening. Governor Tony Evers recently announced that Wisconsin will receive more than $9 million in federal AmeriCorps grant funding following a legal battle over federal cuts to the program. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has the story.
According to a press release, the state will receive $9.3 million to support 20 AmeriCorps programs and local volunteer projects across the state. This includes funding to the Green Bay Conservation Corps, where 39 AmeriCorps members will complete conservation projects and engage the public in educational programming and volunteer service in Green Bay's parks and other outdoor spaces.
The Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary is one place where you can see the efforts of the Conservation Corps firsthand. The group helps with things like habitat restoration, installing new trails, and community education. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day, and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Romeo Doubs on the onside kick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Chicago Bears able to recover an onside kick Saturday night that helped them beat the Packers 22-16 in overtime. Green Bay's Romeo Doubs admits it was his mistake.
I just misjudged it. Credit to them. It was a great kick by him. You know, just on my end, I got to be better on securing the ball. It is what it is, man.
Doubs suffered a wrist injury on the play. Jordan Love with a concussion. Malik Willis, a shoulder injury. Matt LaFleur asked, who's the team's emergency backup at quarterback?
Josh Jacobs is one, and then Jaden Reed is the other.
NBA, the Bucks losing by 103-100 to the Timberwolves in Minnesota. Doc Rivers.
I tell you, we're a great shooting team and we couldn't make a shot tonight. 14 for 45 from the three, 40 of them were wide open. We'll take those all night. I loved how we played. I just didn't like that we missed shots.
Badgers basketball tonight, they host Central Michigan. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light snow this morning, then it'll be mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high 33 this afternoon with wind out of the south at only around 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low in the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.